Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin, 216-474-0092. So Jimmy and D. Haslam talking at the owners' meetings, basically saying, look, here's the deal. We're either going to renovate what's going on downtown or we're building a new dome stadium up by the airport with that land that they just bought. That's it. I mean, that's really what this is coming down to. And, you know, we've been talking about it for a long time. I think if you picked up the phone and called us right now, you know what's going on. Like, we've been talking about this forever.
We went on the air.
Yeah.
It's been kind of a pet peeve little topic.
Yeah. And so, but I do hear like just silly things that make absolutely no sense. And
about geography and region and identifying. Yeah. That's the one that gets me, Andy.
Well, I think the other part of it too is it just shows how backwards we are here in Cleveland when it comes to just our whole region. Like, if you wonder why Columbus is thriving, they don't waste a lot of their resources down there. I mean, Franklin County, I don't know, the Columbus City Services are bigger than Franklin County. Like, think about that. They're bigger than the whole. Now, yeah, they have some suburbs, and Upper Arlington's a suburb. Dublin's a suburb. Westerville's a suburb. I mean, there are Reynoldsburg, Pataskala. I mean, I can name, but it's not the same as here. And they share city services, and they don't have all this redundancy. But, I mean, to make it sound like Brook Park is this, you know, megalopolis suburb somewhere outside of the city of Cleveland, outside of Cuyahoga County, outside of North, is just absolutely ridiculous. It's it's unprecedented to move. They're going to move the Browns from Cleveland. Come on. Seriously? That Brook Park is not moving the Browns from Cleveland. Can we use some common sense on this? Some.
I threw this out yesterday while you were out gallivanting.
Yes.
When the Cavs moved to Richfield.
Yes.
You know, people weren't happy at the time and everything else. Did it stop anybody who really wanted to go watch NBA basketball or a concert or anything else from driving to Richfield, which to get to where the Coliseum was is still hard?
No, it is, yes.
It's still hard to get there, and there's not even a building there. Nope, it didn't stop anybody. Hmm. Didn't stop Sinatra from showing up.
No, it didn't. And by the way, the hotels out there aren't exactly like, you know, how many hotels are out there?
It really did a great thing for all, you know, really hurt all the restaurants. Wait a minute, there aren't any.
NBA teams stayed in Beachwood, didn't they?
Some did.
Where would they stay?
Straight up 271.
Yeah.
There's also a Holiday Inn on Route 21 at the time. Oh. Some teams would stay there.
I'm sure Larry Bird was
famous for jogging around the back roads around the Coliseum.
Doesn't surprise me. I want to take some more phone calls. I do want to hear what Jimmy D. Haslam had to say, but I do want to hear from you, too.
And my retractable thought.
Big Al. Big Al, yeah, I want your retractable.
Hey, good morning, fellas.
Hi, Al.
Hey, Big Al.
Hey, you guys are both 100% correct. It's a no-brainer to me. It's just blatantly common sense should say, yeah, man, Brook Park's a stone's throw from Cleveland. Their practice facility is right there. I mean, just the logistics alone with the parking and getting to and from, it's blatantly obvious. These people with the small businesses, they can all put bids in to open up a brand new business right around where the new stadium is. I mean, there's no stopping them probably. I know. I would love a dome stadium right in Brook Park, man. I have no problem with it.
Big Al, thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm 55, so.
You're 55.
Absolutely.
See, good enough.
Here's the thought on the retractable.
Okay, give it to me.
I can rethink it. You know, I'm all for a retractable.
I am all for it, too, but I do understand.
Here's the reason why.
the fiscal.
It's about another $1 billion, right?
Right. So you're you'd be $3 billion.
I could say it's not my money, except it's $1 billion. And my thought was this. How many games would you play there a year, including exhibition games, preseason as they call them? So you'd have a 20-game schedule. Let's just say 10 games, okay?
Okay, 10.
All right, so you have 10 games.
Okay.
How many of them would you open the roof? Five?
I'll go six.
Five?
I'll go six.
Is it worth five times a year opening the roof for $1 billion?
Could you open the roof for concerts? Yes.
Well, why would you?
Well, wouldn't you?
The sound would be better if you closed it up. And what for five games?
I can't believe Dan made an argument with me on this morning. And you know I've been Mr. Retractable.
And I'd rather have a retractable, but
I would too.
It's $1 billion. Just cover it up.
Dan made a lot of sense this morning.
Who?
Dan Menigan made a lot of sense on this. Yes.
Jake, mark that.
Just please.
Danged.
Go ahead, Dan. Give
us mark the calendar.
Give us the theory. Give it to us.
Well, I said this to Jeff yesterday. What happened in Arizona 2 days ago with the Guardians game, where there was a pop-up storm that showed up for and went over Chase Field, which is a retractable roof. And the fact that they decided, and part of it is the fact that it's spring training, and I'll be the first to admit that one, but they just canceled the game in like the seventh inning because a pop-up storm showed up and it dumped a bunch of water, and they did not feel comfortable shutting the retractable roof with people in it. They are worried that something is going to go wrong, something is going to fall, something is going to break, and it's going to cause some level of injury. Chase Field is 25 years old. I know in...
It's a really cool ballpark.
I know in Miller Park as well, in Wisconsin, whatever it's called now, American Family Field. I don't know. It's we all know how this goes. Mm-hmm. But it's the same deal there. They've had to dump a bunch of money into fixing the retractable roof that's there that's 20 mm-hmm. years old.
Can I throw a thought in to follow that up?
Sure.
The last time I bought a new car, we bought an SUV. And the salesman was showing us the car. And we went out back to the tailgate, and I have another car that has like power seats that go up and down, and this one didn't, and it has the straps. You know, you pull them and you fold them down. And I said, no power on this, huh? Which was fine by me. And he said, no, it's just one less thing to break.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I thought the exact same thing, and guess what? You pull the little strap and the seat goes down, and it works just fine. So there's another retractable thought to follow up yours, Dan. I agree with you completely on that.
I had the same thing, except mine was the washing machine and the dryer.
There you go.
The more bells and whistles you get on the washing machine and dryer, the more breaks.
More stuff you could break.
Right.
All right, let me ask, I do want to hear from Jimmy and D, but I really want to hear from you. Tim in Bedford. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, Andy, I agree with you as far as the city being backwards on so many issues, and it drives you nuts, but... I've been season ticket holder since 70 and been to a lot of different stadiums throughout the league. And I got to tell you, the sight lines at the stadium are probably one of the best around, but the fan creature comforts are terrible. The concourses are cramped. Getting in and out is a joke.
It's horrible. Driving to our stadium has got to be one of the worst experiences ever.
It's bad.
It is. I mean, outside of getting to your seat, I mean, once you're in your seat – and watching the game, you know, you're in good shape. They got great sight lines, but even Pittsburgh, as much as I hate to say it, has a lot more room, easier in and out, and it just and the fans are paying for it, you know. So why not them? Why not make us more comfortable?
Tim, thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, man.
Longtime season ticket holder.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The only thing is, I keep going back to, you know, Tim goes around, watches games, and the concourses and everything else. I get that. I understand. It's crowded. I know. We go to watch football games. I just do not understand. What would you possibly do with $1 billion in that old stadium?
I don't know.
Stadium?
But, you know, their biggest competition is that television is better than being at the game.
Phenomenal.
Sometimes. Especially with the weather control.
And the food's cheaper.
And the bathroom.
The food's cheaper at home.
And the bathroom access is way easier.
You don't have to stand in line at home.
Unless you want to.
Very often.
I don't know. I still, every once in a while, when I have to use the restroom at home during a game, I just for the fun of it, I start going, here we go, Brownies, here we go. And then I make the kids.
And then some guy tinkles on your foot.
No, I make our actual dogs go, woof, woof. Pretty cool how I do that.
Better than going 4 score and 7 years ago, our forefathers brought forth.
If you watch Curb Your Enthusiasm.
You guys are funny.
So anyone who's watched Curb is dying right now.
I almost can't talk. Mo, is it Cleveland? Mo, help me.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
How are you?
I say move without the Brook Park. You build the dome. The only thing you leave outside is the dog pound. Now, it'll benefit the city of Cleveland because you want people to get back into Tower City. A lot of people are going to take the train out there to Brook Park to go see the game.
Sure.
Also, with that land down there, you can build a whole bunch of skyscrapers, you know, and make it look real nice, and the city be totally different. There's already a lot of houses down there. They're building more down there. RTA benefit. Stores out of Brook Park benefit. We'll be able to still host things, and it'll be fine. Nobody
feel like Toronto, right? Feel like Toronto. I don't know if you've driven through Toronto. That's what it feels like there.
Yes, I have, but not in a long time.
Yeah, that's Mo, yeah, good stuff, man. Good stuff. Thank you. Good stuff. All right. Mo's got it. He gets it. I just, like, some of the debate here has just been silly. It's just straight silly.
To back up what you've been saying, I have always viewed, and again, I grew up in Summit County. I grew up around Blossom Music Center. I've always looked at everything as a region, you know? And that's why, to me, if the Browns moved to Brook Park, well, they're in Northeast Ohio. That's our region. You know, Cleveland has Blossom Music Center. Does it really? Well, it's in what used to be Northampton Township.
Wait a second. Doesn't the Northampton Orchestra play there? Is that the world-renowned Northampton?
The summer home of
the world-renowned Northampton Orchestra?
Now Cuyahoga Falls, we were annexed.
Oh, I'm sorry. The world-renowned Cuyahoga Falls Orchestra?
Orchestra.
Summer home? Right? No. Oh, they're still correct. The Cleveland Orchestra. I don't understand that. So they play their winter games in the city of Cleveland at Severance Hall, but they play their summer games.
Yeah.
That summer schedule's up there,
like
too.
Like going to an orchestra game.
I got to tell you, I saw a bloodbath, guys running out of the bullpen or the orchestra pit when they took on the Philadelphia
Harmonic.
Yeah. I mean, come on. Does it get any better than to see two kettle drum players just going at it? Come on, man. It doesn't get any better than that. All right, let's roll on with this. I want to continue talking. I really want to hear what Jimmy and D had to say. So we're going to hear that when we come back.
That.
Also, by the way, if they do decide to stay in Cleveland and renovate, where do you want them to play for probably a year? Where would you like that? Jeff and I will talk about that because we got a bunch of different places we talked about. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.